Nehemiah, the 13th chapter and the second. We might begin reading at the first verse, but we'll read that second one. On that day, they read in the book of Moses in the audience of the people, and therein was found written that the Amorite and the Moabite should not come into the congregation of God forever, because they met not the children of Israel with bread and with water, but hard Balaam against them, that he should curse them. Howbeit, our God turned the curse into a blessing. Thank God that he does. I'd like to preach this morning in a few minutes on the curse turned into a blessing. Thank God for victory. The Lord's a good God this morning. Now, first of all, before I preach, I'm glad for my folks that are here at the church. Got more here this year than we've ever had. Ain't got a pile, but got a few. More than we have had down here. Told them how good this meeting was, and they said they felt the presence of the Lord every service. Ain't that good? The Lord, it's just like the Lord. He's so good to us. He turns our curses into blessing. I'll preach to you here in a minute now. The devil, he turns our blessings into a curse. I want to talk to a little bit a minute here. Man was given a free choice. He chose between good and evil. He chose the bad part, evil, subtlety and temptation by the devil ruined him. And so he fell. And down through the generations, we have tried to turn that curse into a blessing. Man himself often turns the blessings of God into a curse. His strength, his intellect, his abilities, he relies upon them instead of relying upon God. Amen. All these things are good in themselves. Amen. But we have a good ability to mess everything up. Amen. But of all the things that the devil can do, and of all the things you and I can do, and of all the disasters of life, amen, God still, howbeit, he still turns our curses into blessings. Amen. I remember way back in the Bible where God set two people in the Garden of Eden. Amen. I remember there was a utopia there, a blessed place, a time of nothing but fellowship with the Lord. Amen. Amen. We find that when Adam and Eve was there, that awful sin separated them from the love of from the communion with God. Amen. Help me, Lord, this morning now. Amen. It destroyed his original righteousness. Amen. It took him from where he had been created to another place. Amen. But you know, it didn't stop there. Amen. God turned that, amen, that curse of sin into a blessing. Amen. For when man sinned, it gave God an opportunity to show the plan of salvation and to bring upon the scene a redemptive plan for man, something that would transform us into what we are, amen, and what we can be. Well, I want you to know this morning, I preach here, amen, that God turns the curse into a blessing. Amen. Sin prepared the way for salvation. Amen. If it had not been a fall, we had not known the blessedness, amen, of God's plan for salvation. Amen. And so, hey, we find God in Christ, and Christ in salvation, a much better plan than Christ in creation. Amen. And so we find that God, I preach to you, hold on, amen, turns the curse into a blessing. God does not only turn sin, the curse of sin into a blessing, but God turns the curse of sorrow sorrow into a blessing. Amen. We find that sorrow is a teacher. It teaches us things that we don't learn from nowhere else. Amen. We find sometimes we don't like it when it comes back our way. Sometimes we want to run from it. Sometimes we do ask God the reason why sometimes. Amen. Not realizing that in His very plan for our life, it must become a mixture. Oh yes, it must. If we rode the mountain all the time, we would never know what it was to skid down in the valley, amen, reluctantly, and go to our knees. If we was in the valley all the time, we'd never know what the presence of the Lord, hallelujah, was when we rode to the top of the mountain and found the God with outstretched arms waiting to welcome us in. Amen. So I want you to know this morning that sorrow is a great teacher. Amen. They tell me, I read, amen, where when they train birds to sing, they do not train them in the bright sunlight, but they put a black hood over the cage and train them to sing in the darkness of night. Hey, can I tell you that the cornfields you see, that's under the wheat fields growing, it does not grow in the sunshine, nor does it grow in the rain, but it grows in the blackness of night. Hey, let me tell you tonight, amen, this morning, I know midnight comes, amen, and sorrow overtakes us, but if you put your hand in the hand of the man, he'll take your curse and turn it into a blessing. Hallelujah. Amen. When my daddy was living, I've told this before, when my dad was living, I used to sleep with my dad when I was young. Amen. My mom slept with my older sister, and my dad slept with me. When my brother come along and my sister come along that's here now, the two girls slept together, the two boys did. But many a night on the post beside the house, amen, that whippoorwill that stood set on that post at night would sing every night. Amen. I'd ask Daddy, I said, "What's that?" Daddy said, "Son, that's a bird that sings in the night. It's called a whippoorwill." But I'll tell you something, amen, anybody can sing when the sun's a shining bright, but it takes a good bird to sing when the midnight comes down. Hey, I want to tell you something tonight. Hey, I'm serving a God that never fails. Whoa! I'm serving a God that never fails. Hey, He's turned my sorrow into laughter. He's turned my curse into a blessing. Oh yeah, I know the devil's conniving on every hand. I know he's after us, but around the corner is a God that never fails. And if you'll trust Him this morning, He'll see you through the darkest storm that comes your way. Amen. I read a story here some time ago about a little boy that went to, his mom and dad took him camping. You know, God's always got His eyes on us. Amen. Sometimes we don't think He does, but He does. So I'd like to preach to you this morning. And I read where that little boy, they put him in his tent, 4 years old. And they said, his mom and daddy went to another tent, and he said, "Mommy," and she went over there, and she said, "Wait, well, Johnny," he said, "Mommy, I'm not afraid." And she said, "What?" And she put him back to bed. Amen. She said, "Johnny, you're a big boy now. I know you're not afraid. I know you're not." Amen. Went back to the tent. And so they laid down a little longer. Amen. Johnny hollered, "Mommy." And she went back over there and she said, "What do you want, Johnny?" He said, "Mommy, I'm not afraid." She said, "I know that, Johnny." She said, "Mommy, you know why I'm not afraid?" He said, "No, Johnny." He said, "Mommy, you see all them stars up there? And his mommy said, yeah, I see those stars. She said, Mommy, every one of them stars is God's peepholes, and he's a-watching after me, looking down through those stars. Well, I want to tell you tonight, when the clouds are so above you and you can't see the stars, them stars is God's peepholes, and he's a-watching after you. Oh, I know. Wow! Amen. When trouble looks like it's overrunning the banks and the river is muddy and turned to breathe back to your house, there's still a God. I said there's still a God. A very present help in the time of trouble. Hallelujah. I'm feeling better now. Amen. Amen. Somebody said, the poet says, amen, that they learn in suffering what they teach in song. Well, I will tell you something, brother. Amen. There'd never be a Christ if he never suffered. There'd never be a Calvary if Christ never went to it. There would be no use for the cross if he had to hang on it. Amen. There'd never be no blood unless he shed it. You and I, amen, know that the blood, that the curse is going to come. We know troubles are all around us, but there's still a God that lets us sing. After the trouble's over, we can sing the song. Amen. 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 Hey, can I tell you this morning that the spices do not give their odors out until they're crushed? Amen. I said they don't give odor. You don't get the sweet smelling odor of the spices until they're crushed. Amen. But when they're crushed, they give off the odor. And can I tell you this morning, hallelujah, that you and I must be crushed in order for us to give off the odor of a Christian that's an overcomer in Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Did you know that the diamond is not worth much?
Give our monitors back.
The diamond is not much, hallelujah, until it's cut and polished.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Are you going to help me this morning?
Come on.
Until it's cut and polished. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Amen. God knows that you're a diamond in the rough this morning. And that's why he's fixing to cut and polish on you some. Amen. I said that's why that God cuts and polishes. He knows we're a diamond in the rough. Don't take them bad times that seems to come. Amen. Listen to me. I know they overtake you. Here some time ago, I had a dream. And somebody said, old men dream. Well, I had a dream. I had a dream that I seen a great, I told this somewhere. I seen a great big pit of snakes. And I walked close to the pit. And in walking around that pit, I fell in. Amen. But what I didn't see, and I thought that's the end of me. When I looked over in there, it wasn't nothing but a bunch of writhing snakes entwined together. I never seen such a lack in all my life.
All right.
A big pit hole. Amen. And when I looked over, look in, somehow I lost my balance. Amen. And I fell into that pit of snakes. I thought to myself when I was going down, hey buddy, you have had it now. Amen. You have had it now. But what I didn't see, amen, when I looked into that pit of snakes, was that thing that was sitting on the side. Amen. The little outcrop in the rock. And when I went down, Brother Ralph, my feet got on the rock. Amen. I stood on the side. Oh, yes. The snakes came up. I said the snakes came up and got right next to my feet. But they couldn't. Every time they came up, they fell back down. They couldn't get close. I never got bit. Amen, God. I want to tell you something this morning. You hear me this morning. I know know. I know there's pitfalls. I know there's problems. I know there's trials. I know there's things that come our way. But listen to me. Right where you don't think there is, there's a rock. There's a rock. And you can stand on it in the midst of the storm, in the troubles, in the trials, in the test. You can stand on the rock. It'll never fail you. It'll never fail you. Oh yes, oh yes, snakes, yes, but not one bite. Phew. Not one bite. Oh yes, when I was here a while back. Here a while back. Thank you, Brother Bill. Joe Bill. Here a while back, I was climbing the mountain. And I got up on that mountain. And when I got up there, it was a great earthquake. I'm in a great earthquake. And when I climbed up, I stopped on top. And when I looked back, the earth had done quaked and ruined the road. I standing on top of the mountain. There wasn't no road on this side. And the road on that side was off too. It had disappeared. There's a great chasm. Amen. Between where I was at and the way back down off that mountain. Amen. Amen. I said, God, what in the world am I going to do now? Woo! Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I feel Him. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Lord spoke to me and said, watch this. I'll make a way off the mountain. And as sure as I'm telling you this, it happened. As in my dream, amen, that mountain, amen, began to fill up. That road that had been bowed, that had been quaked out, amen, began to fill up. And God filled that road up. And I came back down off of that mountain. Well, I want to tell you something. He's got you up there now. He's hung you out to dry. And you think there ain't no deliverance. But the God that I serve is a God, the mighty God, to the strong, to the pulling of the, down of the strongholds of Satan. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God for the victory. He'll pull yours down. Amen. Fill your chasm up. Put the road back in and keep the snakes off of you. Hallelujah. They tell me that I read this in a biblical illustrator. There's an English bird that sings at night. I forgot his name now. I didn't know it. And when he stops singing in the brush,
yeah,
they throw a rock in there.
Uh-huh.
He starts singing again.
Yes, sir. That's right. That's right, Brother Al.
Howbeit, he turned the curse into a blessing.
Well, Bob said nightingale.
You know what it is? Howbeit, he turns the curse into a blessing. How many of y'all go sing if a rock starts flying? Huh? How many of y'all go sing if a rock starts flying?
Come on now,
huh? I'm winding out here in a minute now. How many of y'all go, I ain't finished, but we got another preacher. Amen. How many of y'all go sing when a rock starts flying? Oh, hallelujah. Jesus said, I've been redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory. Yep. Christ is mine.
Yep. Here comes another.
Yep. All to Him. I now desire. Yep. Here comes another. And you'll sing when it happens. Amen. Amen. And Jesus sang. Amen. I called on the Lord in the valley of sin. And I catch myself. I can't sing it like you, Brother Ralph. And I ain't no singer. But sometimes I catch myself singing that at home. Amen. I called on the Lord in the valley of sin. He reached way down and He took me in. He got my steps and He holds my hand. And I'm running all the way to the promised land. Jesus, give Him the honor. Jesus, give Him the praise. Jesus, give Him the glory. It's all in Jesus, my sweet Jesus. Oh, yes. All in Jesus. when the rocks comes and the missiles are hurled. Hallelujah. The chasms are wide and the deep ditches are deep. Hallelujah. That's a God that never fails. Whoa! Oh, I think I have myself a spirit.
Let's worship, church. Worship God. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Listen to me. I'm closing here in 4 minutes. I have, Martin Luther said, I've held many things in my hands and have lost them all. But whatsoever I have placed in God's hands, that I still possess. Amen. He said, He'd be with me. He said, He'd never leave me. He said, Lo, I'm with you always. Amen. Thomas David said, I've never seen a righteous forsaken, nor a seed of begging bread. Hallelujah. I have placed myself. I am convinced. I am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. I am persuaded that neither death, nor heights, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, shall be able, hallelujah, to separate me as I place myself in the hands of those that cannot fail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Trust in yourself, you're doomed to disappointment. Trust in your friends, they'll die and leave you.
Yeah.
Trust in your money, and you may have to take it from you. Trust in your reputation, some slanderous tongue might blast it. But trust in God, and you'll never be confounded, amen, in time or eternity. Hallelujah. Whoa. Hallelujah. Howbeit, in other words, it don't make no difference what it was. He turned the curse into a blessing. Amen. Now I want to tell you something. Amen. Some of you have been wallowing in your self-pity for so long that you don't know what it is to climb out from where you're sitting and let God have His way. I got more stuff. I ain't a bit finished. I'm gonna quit, but I ain't finished this morning. How be it? I tell you what you do. Amen. Oh yeah, somebody said, well, you drive a new car. Yeah. 4 years, buddy. 4 years. It's financed for 4 years. Don't get in your idea. We're rich down there yet. Although, maybe some of them are. I ain't. Amen. Oh, we don't know. Yes, we do. Amen. Listen to me. You don't understand, Brother Noble. I ain't got a dime in my pocket. I've been there. Well, I've been there. When I thought a thin dime was I was big time with a thin dime. Yeah. Oh, yes. Amen. Y'all wrinkle your nose up and hot dogs. Amen. But we used to eat them and thank God somebody brought them in. Hallelujah. Amen. Taters for breakfast. Taters for dinner. Taters for supper. And if you didn't like them, amen, they'd put you some soup beans and cornbread with it. And every day, sis, is that right? Amen. Listen to me now. Amen. Listen to me. Us preachers ain't always been rich and driving new cars and commanding big churches. We've been where you are. But the difference in folks is some of them took me by the horns and said, He's going to turn my blessing, a curse, into a blessing. And we liked it. We ate those taters. Listen to me. My wife and her. It's that one right there. That's crying and praying. That's mine.
Yeah.
We ate green beans we ate no breakfast. And my wife can tell you, no breakfast. We ate green beans for lunch. And green beans with onions for supper. Oh yeah. And we cooked them ourselves and planted them ourselves and fixed them ourselves.
Yeah. You're tough.
But nowadays, if you ain't got several hundred dollars in your billfold and a brand new Cadillac in the garage and two chickens in the pot, You ain't diddly.
That's right.
Come on,
come on, you talk.
Come on,
Brother Ralph.
Yeah, buddy.
But the days, I'm going to tell you, I must admit, Brother Ralph, when we went through that, I cannot say I didn't ask the Lord. I cannot say I didn't talk to Him.
Yeah.
I cannot say I didn't talk to Him. I did not. Cannot say that at first I did not take it real well. I did not. I was a preacher. I mean, my dad and mom was saved. I mean, I went to a Pentecost church. I mean, I didn't make no difference. He didn't even hear me. I got to the place where I said, Lord, this is the truth. I fast a little bit, but I never did get no victory. And I always said, Lord, look at that one. I go to my mom, I say, look at him. He can't preach near as good as I can. Amen. And look what he's doing. Amen. Mom, it's always say, son, when the Lord sets you up, you can be set up, but don't set yourself up. Amen. Because he'll abase you. And oh, did he do it? Amen. But you know when I got victory? I got victory when I called on the name of the Lord. And can I have just one more minute? Hey, when I called on the Lord, I got victory when I said, okay, problem. Amen. You got me seemingly now, but I'm going to defeat you. I went to fasting. Amen. I went to praying. I went to getting close to God. I still had nothing but a dime in my pocket. I still eating green beans, but it was a different outlook. Amen. The green beans no longer were green beans. They were green beans. Amen. The onions were no longer onions. They were onions. Amen. The victory no longer was bittersweet. It was sweet. I wasn't rich, and I still ain't. But I got a God that is. I ain't popular, and I still ain't. But I got a God that is. Amen. I'm not the biggest preacher here, and I know that. But my God is the biggest thing here. Amen. He turned my curse.